Hey guys, this is Dan. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Before we get into the episode itself, I wanted to apologize for a second because this week we got kind of aggressive with the mics. We didn't really adjust the levels a lot throughout the episode, so there are a couple times where it'll get a little bit fuzzy, we'll redline a couple times. I apologize. It's always an ongoing process. We're always trying to improve our processes and fix things as they come at us. And this week got away from us a little bit, but we will definitely improve next time. But enjoy the episode for what it is, because we have a lot of fun, and it just gets really goofy. And usually that's a sign of a really great episode. So enjoy.
Genius.
Kind of like how there are liquors where they actually put bottles onto pear trees, and so that when the pears grow, they actually snap off the branch into the bottle, and then they can fill the bottle with liquor to infuse it with flavor, and then there are horrible, horrible accidents when people try to break the bottles open to retrieve the pear thereafter.
Yeah.
Genius.
It's a genius idea that always ends horribly. Just like most alcohol.
Excellent.
Most, though. Generalizations.
Where can I get one?
Internet.
Yes.
But you know, this would probably be a good time to start episode 91.
I agree.
Possibly. Maybe. Because, I mean, it's still kind of is that lingering warm, so says 84, the tower fan.
Ah. Not so bad.
But it's over there, so.
It's weird. It doesn't feel 84.
It does not feel 84.
No. It's no. Good.
Cold drinks, you know, try to balance things out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, minimal direct light, so we should be fine.
Yeah. So we have two returning guests this evening.
Yes. Kelly, Jake, thank you very much for coming back.
Of course.
And
you said it like it was one person, Kelly Jake.
I'm Kelly Jake.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is.
It's Trogdor. Obviously.
Kelly Jake and Trogdor are guests for this evening.
She knows her own theme song, so it must be her.
Obviously. I'm an S and a more different S.
And she has one super muscular arm.
I said consummate V's.
Consummate. I was trying to think of that word. It's like they're V's, but what are they? Consummate.
Consummate V's.
It's a beefy arm.
Beefy arm, yes. That's right.
Maybe it's a wingling dragon.
So, in all seriousness, Jake, thank you for returning to the show.
It's great to be back.
And Kelly, thank you for returning as well.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. It's great to have you both here again.
Yeah. And we there is a little news.
Okay.
And a correction.
Ooh. All right.
Last week, I had written down Jason Biggs as the cast member for Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And I said Jason Schwartzman. And then we reused Jason Schwartzman for Movie Bluff. So we just went as far from right as possible, especially with your Jason Alexander Schwartzman Biggs switcheroo.
We were pretty rude to the Jasons last episode.
That's true. Which, have you been watching Community semi-recently?
Yes. At all?
No.
Did you see the puppet episode?
Yes, I did.
That had Jason Alexander in it.
Great.
It was fun to see him with hair again.
Yeah.
And weird. And what's her name? Sarah Bareilles was the
balloon person.
Hot air balloon lady. And there was one, wasn't there another special guest, or was it just those
in that
two?
I don't remember another one in that episode.
Oh, no, it was just the Dean as Pinocchio. Though, Dinocchio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the puppets, which, if, Kelly, Adam, did either of you, are either of you fans of Avenue Q musical?
Yes.
I've never heard of it.
Something you should look into.
I will, yes.
It's the rated R/X Sesame Street that was on Broadway that was, what, 2003-ish?
Yeah.
I would say. With songs like Everyone's a Little Bit Racist.
What do you do with a BA in English?
Yeah, what do you do with a BA in English?
I feel like I've heard the songs, but I don't think I've ever heard of the musical. I'll have to make that a thing.
I think it came through last April-ish. Yeah. I'm just kind of guessing some sort of springish month that came through here, and then the Mixed Blood did it a while ago as an adapted, shortened version. But it's a fun show, and these puppets are kind of akin to that, where they're a couple realistic looking, like human looking ones, and then actually they didn't do any monsters in it, but still really cool looking puppets of characters from Community. If you enjoy Community and weird music episodes, then it's worth it, and it's available on Hulu.
Right.
So something to look into.
Cool.
But the reason that I brought up the correction originally, going back to the Jason Biggs thing, is before Orange is the New Black has even premiered, it's already optioned for a second season.
Confident.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Orange is the New Black is a new series that's coming out on Netflix, I think on the 11th. And it's the interpretation of the story of this woman who went to jail. Like, she was socialite-ish New Yorker who went to jail for a while. So it's that juxtaposition of wonderful life, prison.
Right.
Women's prison, specifically. And it was made by the creator of Weeds.
Oh, cool.
So there's a lot of good oomph behind it. And so it's already been optioned for a second season, much like how Hemlock Grove is getting its second season. They want Arrested Development to get another season after the movie. Yeah. So Netflix is on a renewal tear, it seems.
Yeah, I haven't been watching very much network television lately, but last night I did American Ninja Warrior for a little while. And it surprised me. I mean, I know Netflix has... They advertise on network TV, but it was just really interesting to see them advertising Orange is the New Black on on a network when it's not even a network show. It's Netflix only. That was just kind of interesting to see that. That wouldn't that detract from... I suppose they're different enough that it wouldn't necessarily overlap.
Though I imagine whatever network it is, I mean, first, advertisers have the right to try to buy space on any channel, but then maybe that channel also has content that's on Netflix that would mutually benefit Netflix and said channel.
True.
So
there is that.
It could be like, hey, so after you watch Orange is the New Black, don't forget that this other program that we created is on Netflix.
You might also like, yeah, when you're done with...
Though, unfortunately... Yeah. Isn't it on G4, I forgot the name of the ninja.
Ninja Warrior?
Ninja Warrior. I don't think it's on Netflix, so...
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I was, this was on, I don't even know what
G4 is. G4 was the host of Ninja Warrior, and I don't know if American Ninja Warrior has jumped to another venue or not, so...
It was one of the network,
Network networks?
Yeah, network networks.
ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox.
One of those.
NBC.
NBC.
Okay, yeah. I don't even know which channel I was watching. That's how little TV I've been watching lately.
Well, I was really hoping it was Fox because Netflix has also signed an exclusive deal for the Fox comedy New Girl starring Zooey Deschanel.
Oh.
So that's going to be, or already is, I think, up on Netflix. Or the first season is.
Okay.
So... signed an exclusive multi-year deal with 20th Century Fox to stream past seasons of New Girl. So, if you like quirky...
If you like Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, if you like Zooey Deschanel, thank you, Katie. It's on Netflix. Go team. I never really watched it because I'm not good at sitcoms anymore.
Yeah.
I can do 90s sitcoms. Like, I'm... And you know what, Jake? I think it's you. You're the person who's going through Friends right now, yeah?
I'm on the last episode of season 8.
Because I just went through a tear on season 4, because I found out that season 4 has my favorite episode, which is the apartment swap game show episode.
Yes.
And so I bought just that episode, and I was like, you know what? I enjoy this episode so much. I want to see the story arc to how it got there and what goes on after that, because it's also the Phoebe pregnant... Giovanni Ribisi and the mom from that 70s show, Kitty, that lady having the surrogate triplets and all that stuff. So I was like, oh, I remember so much of this from Friends of growing up. And then I go through, it's like, wow, this is really 90s. Like, this is, I didn't know the 90s was this 90s.
Yeah. It's always interesting to me to go back to Friends and see all of the celebrity guests that they randomly had on the show over the run.
Yeah.
I just watched an episode that had Alec Baldwin in it. I was like, wow.
Hey.
They got Alec Baldwin.
Or there are all those stills where it's like, hey, House was in an episode.
Yeah.
Or Brad Pitt. Or Tom Selleck was in a few. And John Favreau was on later-ish. I know he was one of Monica's boyfriends. He was like, he wanted to be an Ultimate Fighter and he got the shit kicked out of him.
Yes.
He was like, oh, hey, look, you're going to go on and direct Iron Man and you're going to be in it.
Yeah.
Good for you, dude, but this is a weird role for you. I don't know. That's really all I have for news, because everything else is just like, Amazon Prime is putting out a lot of kids content right now to compete with Netflix, and Netflix is responding with putting on more kids content to make it more family friendly. So it's, I don't think really our target audience, but sorry, producer Katie, what? Nothing? Okay. I heard things.
But then I am aware that a large chunk of your target audience is super enthusiastic about Adventure Time and all these Cartoon Network shows that are
but only first season added.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's so sad. They've done that with all these Cartoon Network shows.
Yeah, exactly. And
that was first season.
But it's you can binge on that, and so many of these, it's you fly through it in a day or two.
Yeah.
And then, because even for Venture Brothers came back for a fifth season now, and they're releasing new episodes every week. But then I remember that when I got into Venture Brothers, it was second season that hooked me in. So first season, like, I already own all the episodes, much like so much of my binging, it turns into purchase and horrible financial mistakes. But it's, you know, hey, oh, I just want to watch something quick, and I don't have access to my content on my computer. Oh, well, I'll just go on Netflix. Oh, first season.
Yeah.
Where things are still kind of weird. I mean, I can still listen to Patrick Warburton with the best of them, but...
Yeah.
But what are you two watching? What are you watching right now?
On Netflix?
On anything.
On anything.
Even, I mean, we've brought YouTube into the fold and...
Oh, boy. Well, I said I was watching Arrested Development on Netflix last time I was here.
Right.
Still going hard on that. Almost done. Don't know what I'm going to do with my life after it's done. But actually, lately, and no judgment here, but I've been watching a lot of Disney movies.
Oh, well, recently Mulan,
yeah.
Hercules, a bunch of those shorts, the Jack and the Beanstalk, Prince and the Pauper, Wind in the Willows.
They got a ton. They got Rescuers. This isn't Disney, but they got Treasure Planet, which is like my favorite movie.
No, that was Disney.
Movie. It is? I thought it was DreamWorks.
I thought that was Disney. I'm pretty sure that's Disney.
I'm not sure.
It was just like...
It didn't get enough...
No, it was like kind of that weird 2000s-ish Disney, like right around when Atlantis came out.
Yeah.
It was
just
kind of like, this is Disney-ish, but it's not like traditional nor, you know... the direction they're going in now. It wasn't a princess or direct hero thing. It was an adaptation or more of an adventure.
Mm-hmm. More sci-fi, I think, than a lot of theirs. It seems more DreamWorks-y, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though, weird that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was the voice of main character guy in Treasure Planet.
Jim?
Yeah. I couldn't remember his name to save my life. And then, wasn't it David Hyde Pierce was... like his advisory guy who has a hots for the lady captain.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that does sound right.
He's like nerdy-ish glasses.
The dog guy, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to like pin him as one specific, because I'm just like, alien, human, there's, I see a human. Oh, and robots. And that blob thing. It wasn't a parrot.
Oh, what's his name?
He just made noises.
Oh, he's so cute. He's my favorite. Morph.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute. I want one.
Well, I just watched The Brave Little Taylor, which
Toast.
Is...
Toast.
No.
Taylor. Taylor.
Brave Little Taylor.
My bad.
Sorry about it.
Yeah. That's my favorite of all time of the Mickey Mouse shorts, I think. That's classic. I had that on VHS when I was a a little kid, and yeah, that was just, I love it.
Jack and the Beanstalk with the ensemble cast of Donald, Goofy, and Mickey was also pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially because it was like the like low IQ giant wandering around at the same time, like he's kind of left behind a little bit, but
yeah,
still pretty awesome in his madness.
Does that one have a segment where the three of them are, it looks like they're on like a clock tower or something like that? It's like a the side of a building and they're like doing construction or something like that.
Not in that one specifically. That's okay. One where they're starving and they get pissed at Mickey for trading away their like not milking cow for some beans.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
And then Donald like throws a shit fit and knocks the beans to the ground and the house gets lifted up into the clouds. And they have to go find the magic harp that apparently was like the goodwill bringer and to the land.
Doesn't the harp play itself too? That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Like it has a face and arms, but it's just not quite right.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a video game based off that episode. It was on the, it was either Super Nintendo or the NES.
Cool.
I'd say
just so you know, fun fact.
I wonder which one I'd pin. I think I'd pin that as a Super NES. I feel like the graphics were decent. Mm-hmm. It wasn't better as blocky.
Yeah.
But Jake, what about you?
Well, I have been watching all of Friends. I started the last day of May, and I didn't watch any while I was in China for 16 days of June, and now I'm on the last episode of season 8. So if that tells you what I've been doing with the last month of my life,
is that like Friends. Streaming DVD?
Yeah, it's all streaming. And
where are you finding that? If it's a subscription or legal or
Gotcha.
Kind of like how I watch weird Nickelodeon shows. They're all available.
Yeah, it's very difficult to find a lot of things that I'm interested in. But I've also been doing the what can I find on Netflix that I've never heard of before game.
Yay.
So there's a surprising amount of Canadian like teen comedy
like
on
Degrassi?
Netflix.
Ish?
I found a show called Mr. Young that I could only get through a few episodes of because the dialogue was
top-notch.
It was so great. It was too great, and I just felt bad about my writing skills after watching enough episodes. The premise, though, I love. It's about this kid who skipped so many grades because he was a child prodigy that at the age of 14, he has come to the high school that his class is about to enter as freshmen, and he is their science teacher.
Oh, interesting.
I get the title now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, because I was going to pin that as like a, oh, it's like Tony Stark, but went into teaching for some reason.
Mm-hmm. What was the title again?
Mr. Young.
Mr. Young. Yeah. Okay.
It's brilliant.
Fitting. Yes.
Oh, to go to that concept of find stuff that you don't know, for some reason, I thought that you had brought this up before, but Max for Netflix is launching on PS3 today.
Ooh.
But I thought you had that before.
I already had it. Yeah, they must have been just... it must have been in beta when I was using it before.
Netflix has officially launched Max on the PS3 version of its app. It's made by Joystick, which is the makers of You Don't Know Jack.
Oh, it is by them. Okay.
It is. It's made by the same people. So it's... Well, if you want to regale us with how that works again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so... When you're on the PS3 version, you can just press square or something like that, and it pops up this thing that's...
Triangle.
Yeah. I don't know. Something like that, yeah. But it pops up this kind of game show-y type thing that's hosted by Max.
Did you ever play You Don't Know Jack, the computer game?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to do something fun during our commercial break.
Yes. So, it pops up this kind of game show-y type thing, and... It's hosted by this Max character, and he basically plays a little game with you to determine what show you should watch.
Ooh.
And so based on how you, for example, one of them is how you rate certain titles that he presents you with, he'll then give you something specific. So it's basically like if you can't find out what you want to watch on Netflix, it's basically someone telling you what to watch for you. So
nifty.
Yeah, it's fun. And he'll make several recommendations, and then it's kind of funny, he'll actually give up if he can't if he can't give you something, or if you refuse him enough times.
Well, there's a finite list of things that are available on Netflix, which
yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned this before. Mystery Science Theater is gone.
I know.
Still
yeah.
pissed about that. Mystery Science Theater 3000, if you remember the show that was produced locally, and the fan club mailbox was in Hopkins, Minnesota. I remember that much.
Yeah, they produced it there.
Yes. Yeah. They no longer carry any Mystery Science Theater features
aww.
On Netflix anymore, but they are still available on Amazon Prime, and there's a slew of them on YouTube as well. But it's, you know, yeah. slightly lower quality because it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
it's like the MST3K archive restoration something posted them up there. So
okay.
legit, but crappy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They, if you're unfamiliar, they take classic movies that kind of suck, and then they...
Well, they're not even classic. They're just movies that...
Yeah, old movies.
Old movies that were not... well received, where companies and production companies are just trying to unload them and probably like go into the drive-in syndicate, like just sign away all the rights.
Right.
And it's like, oh yeah, it's cheap to just kind of dub over this thing, and they just make fun of it the entire time.
Yep.
I think I have seen that. Actually. Where
it's
yeah.
the three outlines.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. So there all those
yeah.
those were on Netflix, or a collection of them were on Netflix, and not anymore. So that's it. A bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer. I should have watched them when I had the chance.
And there's so many of them where I had this weird bias for a while where I liked Mike better than original guy that we went to see, Joel.
Hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
some reason, I feel like Mike had a better rapport with the robots, or maybe the writing had improved in my mind by then. And
maybe.
But I'm getting back into the Joel stuff. And it was like, right then, it's like, oh, hey, Netflix doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, speaking of our Canadian, things of Canadian origin, there is one of my favorite MST3K episodes is one where they parody a movie that was made in probably the early 80s from Canada, and it's called The Final Sacrifice.
Yes.
And it is absolutely hilarious.
Rosdauer.
Yes.
Rosdauer.
So you can have some idea of what Dan is talking about. I would highly recommend looking that one up, The Final Sacrifice.
Great.
Yeah, of the MST3K that are available through streaming services, because they haven't released the entire library out into streaming officially, but that's one of the better ones. Better bad ones.
One of the best ones.
But you know, this might actually be a good time to take a commercial break. Excuse me.
America.
And show them what You Don't Know Jack is like.
Yeah, 4th of July, America break.
America. America break. And then we will be back with new movie bluff.
Woohoo.
Woo. Hey guys, this is Dan. Thank you for making it to the halfway point of episode 91 of the Buffering Podcast, which Adam and I taped on July 2nd, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you've heard the conversation, and again, sorry about for redlining, we're just having a lot of fun. We do that a few more times during movie bluff. It gets crazy, it's wacky, it's fun. Laugh along with us, but we do catch it halfway through that, so we'll save your ears for a little bit. But before we actually get to movie bluff, a couple things I wanted to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks like mic checks, games that we've played after the show, random conversations we've had, and this week we've introduced everyone to the mobile game Say the Same Thing, and we will try to post a number of the games that we played after we were done taping, because we had like a half an hour session where we were just burning through, playing in a circle silently, awkwardly, while everyone was on their phones. It was a great time, so hopefully we'll have a few things to post this weekend Check those out on BufferingPodcast.com. You can also find Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, or by searching for my name or Adam's name or any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio by going to Stitcher.com or by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And you can also follow the Buffering Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. For both of those, you'll get updates about the website, updates about guests, previews of photos, heads up on when mic checks and other bonus tracks are available. Keep up to date, follow us, like us, we love you. Thank you so much for listening all these episodes in. We're almost 100, which I know it's more like we pay attention to how many years we've been going, but 100 is going to be a big episode. We're going to try to do something fun for that, so stay tuned for that and enjoy Movie Bluff. And as an added bonus, there is a bonus track in the episode after the outro, so make sure to listen through the outro for a little more fun. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're back.
We're here for another exciting round of the new movie Bluff, and I will be hosting this evening. And so let's go through our buzzer sounds so you can identify everyone. Dan, what is yours?
4.
And Jake.
Jake.
Excellent. And Kelly.
Boop.
Perfect. Well, okay.
It's pretty long.
Boop. Oh, sorry. Boop.
Just for your own benefit.
Okay, I'll boop faster.
And then also, we're going to try out a new rule tonight where, for the first round, to see how you two take to the game, I'm going to take a 4-second handicap, just so it's not just go every time. Just for one round, just see how it goes.
I need that.
An adjustment period.
get you acclimated.
Get into the game, because we're veterans at this point.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah. It's only me. I'm the only one who gets the handicap.
All right, ooh. So...
get the crowbar.
Tonight, I will be starting our rounds with actors only.
Ooh.
So you will be giving movies that these actors have been in.
Oh, boy.
And for the... well, for the first answer, obviously. So, to start round one, we are going to go with Emma Stone.
Boop.
Kelly.
Zombieland.
Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Oh, Abigail Breslin.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Cast.
Jake. Steve Carell.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
Oh, no. I fail out of this
one.
Oh, Jake.
That's 5 seconds. Oh, but Jake's in.
We'll Dan take in it. Real life.
That's the one I was thinking of. Dang it.
So, cast. All right, that's it.
Never saw that one.
That is 5 seconds. So,
can't do it.
That was the end of round one.
So, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're on it.
If I may play.
Yeah. As host, I hereby remove the 4-second handicap from your answering ability.
I wanted to introduce as a nice welcome mat to the game.
Yeah.
This game just got a whole lot more competitive now that he's in this game.
Here we go. So that was a relatively short round, so I'll just give scores after round two. So moving back into the game, let's start with Steve Buscemi.
4.
Dan.
Fargo.
Cast.
4.
Dan.
William H. Macy.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
Dirty Girl.
Ooh.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Mystery Men.
Cast.
4.
Dan.
Paul Rubens.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Pee-wee's Playhouse. You're welcome.
Cast.
Oh, shit. It's not Morgan Freeman.
The other black guy.
Ah, that's 5. So, okay, I'll take it, Dan.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Matrix.
Cast. Kelly.
Keanu Reeves.
All right, movie.
Jake.
Jake.
The Lake House.
Movie.
Four.
Dan.
Oh, I was almost going to say Sandra Bullock. no, it's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
All right, movie.
Are we still
alive? Jake.
Jake.
Constantine.
All right, movie.
Are we still on Keanu
Reeves? Yes, yeah, we are.
We're still on Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
I can't
boy.
Think of it.
What
it's
He's been in other things.
I don't think so.
Five. I'll just, yep, that's it. You could have said Point Break or Speed.
Speed. Wow, I totally blocked that one out. What was the one with he's the doctor and Jack Nicholson is in it and
Shining?
No.
It's not The Shining.
Close.
Who normally takes care of this.
No, like Jack Nicholson.
Here's Keanu, like, just didn't have the same ring to it.
No. It's not as good as it gets. It's the other one. It's. I'll think of it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, pass.
The one, the movie where he doesn't know Kung Fu?
No, he bangs an older lady as an attractive doctor man.
Okay.
Ow, ow.
With Kung Fu. All right, so let's go with. Well, oh, let's give some scores. Where are we at for scores, Katie?
Currently, Dan has 8 points.
Yeah.
Jake has 4 points. Kelly had 5 points but got a nega point, so she has 4 points.
Yay! We're tied, yes. Right?
Yep.
Nice.
All right, so that's where we're at. Thank you, Katie. So, we're on to round three. And for this round, we will start with George Clooney.
Boop.
Kelly.
Up in the Air.
All right. Movie.
Jake.
Jake.
The Descendants.
Cast. Oh, that's time.
What's that guy's name?
I just thought of it. It's something Bridges. It's Lou? No. Bo Bridges.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking of at all. I was thinking of the guy who sleeps with his wife.
Matthew.
Oh, Lillard.
Yeah.
Too late.
Shucks.
Okay.
Well... At least we knew.
I forgot Bo Bridges. So. Was he's so good.
Yeah, I was just like, Bridges. Lou? No. Lou Diamond Phillips? No.
Okay. So, let's go with, for this next round, Jack Nicholson.
4.
Dan.
Batman.
All right. Cast.
Which one?
I can picture his face, and he's...
Jake. Jake Kilmer, is that the one? Is that his Batman?
Movie.
One and
Dan's calling
it. It's not Val Kilmer. It's it's Multiplicity. It's
Cool
Party. Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
It's
not
what's
Val
his
Kilmer.
Name?
What is his name?
I was trying to get you guys to say it.
Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton, that's it. Yep.
Damn.
That's what I was looking for, but we didn't quite get there.
I was that close to buzzing. I was like, meh, Mike, whatever.
Okay. So, for the next round, on that note, Michael Keaton.
4.
Dan.
Multiplicity.
Movie.
4.
Were you paying attention?
Fine. Dan. Beetlejuice.
Cast.
4.
Dan.
Eric Baldwin.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
30 Rock.
All right. Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Tina Fey.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Mean Girls.
Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Lindsay Lohan.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Machete.
Cast.
4.
Dan.
Danny Trejo.
Movie.
Jake.
Jake.
Spy Kids.
Oh, I was going to go there, but I'm glad you did.
Cast.
4.
Dan.
Antonio Banderas.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Puss in Boots.
Movie.
Wait. Boop.
Kelly.
Mask of Zorro.
Movie.
Antonio Banderas. what's with the Flomax?
He's in a commercial.
He's a bee.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
All right.
I can picture his hands and face, but I...
He's in one of them, Joe.
4. I got it eventually.
Dan.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Ooh, cast. I'm not kidding.
Wait. Four.
Dan.
Selma Hayek.
Movie.
I get her and Paz Vega mixed up, so I don't know.
Four.
Dan.
Dogma.
Cast.
Four.
Dan.
Matt Damon.
Movie.
Four.
Dan.
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Movie.
Still
in Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Boop.
Kelly.
The Bourne Identity.
Cast.
Four.
Dan.
Chris Cooper.
Cast.
Damn it. Four.
Dan.
Shit. It's not Claire. I'll just say Claire Danes.
Movie.
I just totally blanked. Shit.
Oh, God.
Okay, and time is up. You were thinking of Julia Stiles.
Close enough, but nobody said anything.
Nobody called.
I don't know enough.
I stayed quiet.
So Dan snuck a point in at the end there.
Like, he needed one more.
Yeah.
You also could have said Clive Owen for Bourne Identity.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So.
I just remember getting sick during that movie. We were in the front row.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
All right.
Okay. So, for the next round, well, let's get scores here, actually.
Oh, boy.
Producer Katie.
Yeah. Dan currently has 25 points.
Oh, Jesus.
Jake has 7 points.
Awesome. Well,
no.
I thought he got a nega point,
so he has 6 points.
That's still better than I thought.
Yes. Yeah. And Kelly is at 9 points.
Yeah.
All right.
Second place.
For this round, I am reimposing 2 second handicap for Dan.
Because that first round was really strong, and then...
But yeah. Then you happened.
Yeah.
I'm trying to perpetuate. I'm trying to throw out things that are recognizable.
I know. Yeah. He does like me out.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't even look at you. He did boop for me.
Boop, 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 boop. All right. So, for this round, we're going to go with Ryan Reynolds.
Jake. Green Lantern.
Cast.
I didn't see Green Lantern.
Who saw Green Lantern?
All right. Do over. Movie. Kelly.
A proposal.
All right. Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Sandra Bullock.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
Miss Congeniality.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Speed.
Cast.
4.
Dan.
Keanu Reeves.
Wait, can we repeat things?
We're in a new round, so yes.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
The Matrix.
Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Oh, wait, no, I don't know this one. I was going to say it was Samuel L. Jackson, but I know that's not right. I know his name.
Oh, so Kelly loses a point, and we're back.
Shucks, bro.
We're back. The floor is open.
4.
Dan.
Hugo Weaving.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings.
Cast.
Ring. I'm sorry.
Kelly?
Elijah Wood.
All right, movie.
Jake. Wilfred? Am I allowed to use that?
Yeah, yeah. TV shows are forget.
TV shows are friends.
TV shows are in. Yep. Let's go with movie again.
Jake.
Jake.
Spy Kids 3D.
Was he in that one?
He was, yeah.
Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Antonio Banderas.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
Oh, and we're allowed to repeat movies here.
Yeah.
Mask of Zorro.
Cast. Because I'll take it in a different direction.
4.
Dan.
Anthony Hopkins.
Movie.
Jake. Fractured.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Silence of the Lambs.
Cast.
4.
Dan.
I just forgot her last name. Jodie Foster.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Panic Room.
Cast.
Jake.
Jake.
Kristen Stewart.
Ooh.
Movie. Kelly.
Twilight.
Cast.
Robert Kelly. Robert Pattinson.
Movie. Kelly.
I'm sorry. Can I see another Twilight movie?
Not yet.
No. Okay, fine. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Cast.
Boop. Jake.
Kelly.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Movie. That's where it'll get tricky.
Boop.
Kelly.
The Black Woman.
Jake.
I don't think that's right.
Cast.
One and a
yeah.
What's the movie?
The Lady in Black.
It's called Lady in Black.
The Black Woman. That's
he was a southern bigot, Daniel. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I was close.
Oh, I'm willing.
Daniel Radcliffe was just a regular southern gentleman until he met the Black Woman.
And he had the Colonel Sanders mustache goatee. Oh, God. I'd watch that one. I would watch that one.
I can't play this game anymore, you guys.
I can.
I always know the answer, but slightly.
Cool. Now we've reset.
I'm so sorry.
Daniel Radcliffe in The Black Woman. Daniel Radcliffe plays a black woman.
Are we allowed to use plays?
No.
So I couldn't have said Equus?
No. Okay.
That's stepping slightly outside of our acceptable content because there isn't enough crossover.
That's true.
I mean, there are a lot of famous actors who have
stage stuff.
Experience, but not enough. No. So, right, speaking of... Well, let's get a points total. That was kind of a long round. So, Katie, where are we at?
Dan is standing at 33.
Oh, boy.
33.
All right. Jake has 11.
Yes.
And Kelly has 20.
No.
20. Nice.
Dan, you need to catch up. Come on.
Yeah, I know, right? Golf rules. I'm totally just horrible at this.
You're keeping the 2-second rule.
I am. I'm keeping
it.
Thank you. We need it.
Yeah.
And we're going to let's take a trip down the actors with stage experience road. Ian McKellen.
Jake. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
All right. Movie.
Jake. X-Men.
Cast.
Jake. Sir Patrick Stewart.
Movie. Ooh. Kelly.
Star Trek. Was he in Star Trek?
Cast.
Winner.
Yeah, let's get you to specify before we actually
like the show. Like what?
Even more specific.
I don't
if
know.
You can.
I don't know. He just looks like he's from Star Trek.
I'm gonna say not quite.
Not
yeah. Okay. So
we're looking for Star Trek the Next Generation.
Okay, excuse me. Yes. Star Trek the Next Generation.
Because Star Trek would be
the original series.
Yeah. Shatner
and or the J.J. Abrams movies.
Yeah.
Might be.
That's all right.
-1 for Kelly.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll
but with an attempt at least.
With an attempt, yeah. Yes.
It's good that you know that.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Okay, so on a somewhat related note, Whoopi Goldberg.
Jake. Star Trek The Next Generation.
Cast.
Jake. LeVar Burton.
Really?
Cast.
Jake. Michael Dorn.
All right. Movie. We got to get out of here.
No.
Mm-hmm. Use your brain.
Use your face.
Oh, okay, that's 5 seconds. You could have said Star Trek Deep Space Nine. It would have taken
could
that.
Could I have? Okay,
yeah.
I was...
But isn't that in the same genre?
I don't think I was... Because I was thinking of it like a sequel.
The casts
than...
aren't similar enough.
Okay.
Yeah, we've kind of had
did he voice himself
one way
in that
the
episode
other.
Of South Park, or was that a different guy pretending to be Michael Dorn?
It's usually different.
Yeah, I don't know, but Michael Dorn, I recently found this out, was also in an episode of Adventure Time.
Which one?
Yes, yeah. He was.
Who's
he
Michael
was,
Dorn?
He's Worf.
He was one of
oh,
the...
Oh, Worf.
Yeah, he was Worf, but he also played one of the body parts in the first Magic Man episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
I hate that episode. It makes me so angry.
Gross.
drink.
He's a big ugly foot.
Shouldn't have done Michael Dorn.
Yeah.
Could have done anything.
Don't help people.
Anyway, how are we doing on time? We got a little time?
We got time for
a little more. So, for this round, we will start with Tom Cruise.
Boop.
Kelly.
Mission Impossible 1.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Let's say Jerry Maguire.
Movie.
4.
Dan.
Jack Reacher.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
Tropic Thunder.
Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Jack Black.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
School of Rock.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
Kung Fu Panda.
Cast.
4.
Dan.
Let's go with David Cross.
Movie.
Jake, Arrested Development.
There you go. Got to wait for me to call on you, though.
Sorry.
I'll let it go this time. So, cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Portia de Rossi.
All right. Cast.
Jake.
Jake.
Michael Cera.
Movie.
Jake.
Jake.
This is the end.
Oh. I want to see that one.
Okay. Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Jonah Hill.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
Superbad.
Cast.
4.
Dan.
Seth Rogen.
Movie.
Boop.
Kelly.
Pineapple Express.
Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
James Franco.
Movie.
Jake.
Jake.
Spring Breakers.
He wasn't that one.
Cast.
Boop.
Kelly.
Selena Gomez.
Movie.
Jake.
Jake.
Wizards of Waverly.
Damn it. Oh, God.
Cast.
Jake.
Jake.
David DeLuise.
Oh, you had it too. Damn it.
Oh,
I was so.
Man.
Jake.
Movie.
Jake.
Jake.
Stargate SG-1.
Whoa. Oh, wow. The sad fact that everyone knows he's right.
Cast.
Jake.
There's the guy.
Yeah.
The
Richard Dean Anderson.
Oh. Okay. I'm just going to sit this one out.
Okay. Movie.
Jake.
Yes.
MacGyver.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cast.
Okay, that one's tougher.
Yeah.
You go ahead on this one.
Yeah. Once we got to SG-1, I was like, you know what? I am out of my league.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker, but excellently well done there.
Bravo.
That's the only other thing I know him from.
That was cool. Okay, so, Katie, where are we at for scores?
Dan stands at 37 points. Jake stands at 26.
Nice.
Kelly stands at 31.
Still second.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks. Still second.
Woo! Sorry. Sharing mics. And it's... There we go. Better.
There we go. Okay. So we probably have time for one more round. Just show me the time. Okay.
We're kind of at...
Yeah, we're getting there. Okay. Yeah, one more.
We'll do very quick.
Yes.
Okay.
So, let's go with Jamie Foxx.
4.
Dan.
Right.
Movie.
Pass.
All right. Okay, that's it.
An excellent quick round.
Pass.
Good job, guys.
One more. Okay, so Katie, final scores.
Just give me a second to talk.
Okay, well, this episode of the new Movie Bluff was brought to you by sandwiches. They're delicious.
And go.
They are delicious.
And go.
Okay.
And bicycles.
All right, coming in third place is Jake with 26 points.
Yeah.
Nice.
In second place is Kelly with 31 points.
Yay.
Hooray!
And in first place is Dan with 38 points.
Cheater.
That was one of the closer games that we've had on the podcast.
It's
as
true.
Far as across all of our contestants.
I think the handicap kind of helped us a little
it
bit.
It did a lot.
Yeah. Bravo to all three of you. And let's see.
Jake, do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter that you want to plug?
I don't have anything going on all summer. The only thing that I have going on in my life is I have just recently become the vice president of Trinity College's online newspaper.
Oh, cool.
Which can be found at fourlegs.org. That's the number 4legs.org. Don't go to 4legs.com, please. It's not us. We don't have any responsibility for that. You'll find naked ladies.
Nice. Kind of like whitehouse.com.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I remember finding that out in sixth grade. That was fun. Yay, internet.
Indeed.
So as VP, what are your responsibilities?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm recruiting people. If you go to Trinity College, which you probably don't because it's in Connecticut, please let us know if you're interested.
See, when you said Trinity, I was thinking Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, we get that a lot.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, before you were saying, oh, there's so many beautiful people over at Trinity, I was like, yeah, Ireland's got a lot of hot people.
Yeah.
So, I understood. But
it's the whole New England thing.
Yeah, that too. On. That too. Yeah. Are you on any social media of notoriety? Twitter, Instagram?
I'm on Twitter. It's Jake H. Pullis.
Spell out the last name just in case.
P-U-L-L-I-S.
Just in case.
Yeah. I tweet when I can think of a funny thing to tweet. Which is less frequently than I'd like.
Do you have your Facebook account linked so that anyone wants to read any of your friends' quotes that you put up there?
I don't, but I should. Thank you for
something
that.
To look
yes.
into.
Yes.
Because I do enjoy the segmented friends' quotes of things that are hilarious that come up.
Yeah.
And kind of allow people to track your progress as well.
Yeah.
So
you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah,
I've had friends threaten to kill me for continuing to do the friends quotes.
Cool. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, what do you have to share to plug?
Nothing personally. I don't really live in the area, but I think Dr. Seuss is going on right now at CVFT, and I would definitely suggest people go see that because it's a great company and it's a great show. So, there's that.
Do you have any backup information on that just to...
That's Chaska Valley Community Theater. Is that right? Chaska
Valley. Family.
Family?
Theater.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
CVFT. Yeah, it's something I've been involved in since I was super CVFT. Little, and it's a great program. So, and so is Katie. We've been in shows together. So.
Now, when you say Dr. Seuss, you mean Seussical?
Oh, Seussical. I'm
Seussical the musical?
Yes, I do.
Well, I want to make sure, in case it's like an adaptation of The Cat in the Hat.
No.
Or
I'm so bad at plugging things. Oh my gosh, I don't even know the right thing.
We hate you. You get the ball rolling on it.
Yeah, go see it, though.
And then social media of sorts, Instagram, Twitter.
I've got
followables.
I've got a Twitter. It's Stiletto Hippie, but the O for Stiletto is a zero. I post anything that comes into my head, so I don't know if I would suggest following me, but if you want to, go right ahead.
It works.
Yeah.
Ooh, plug your makeup
thing. No.
Do it.
Do it.
People like that.
I also have a makeup blog where I do gore and face painting makeup. It's Tumblr, or wait, it's facesetc.tumblr.com.
Now, do you spell out etc. or is it etc?
Oh, it's etc. So facesetc.tumblr.com.
There you
She's
go.
Very good.
Cool. Yes. Very cool.
So
I'm an amateur, but check it out.
Awesome. All right. Yeah.
Adam, how about you?
So, if you are listening to this episode immediately and you rush out to Convergence Saturday, you can check out the group that I'm in that will be competing in the masquerade there. It's a costume contest, and our theme is... Blackadder 2. So we have so a couple friends of mine from the Court Revelers have been making these costumes from scratch, working on them for the past year, and we're finally presenting them at this event, and we're in it to win it. Yeah. So they're really amazing. I finally got to see my completed costume last Sunday, and it's amazing. It's so cool. And yeah, so I'm really excited to go out and have fun there. And Convergence is a great event for all things nerdy and cool and both of those things. And this year the theme is British Invasion, so it's all, you know, British type stuff. And so yeah, it's going to be a great time. You can also follow me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN, and you can find out what music I'm listening to on Last FM, with my handle there being Adman7. And Dan, what do you have?
First, on behalf of myself and producer Katie, I have to say, sugar tits, by the way. It's a very inside joke. It's a reference to the fact that we're both playing Say the Same Thing on our iPhones, and that was one of my best answers that I've submitted so far. And if you don't know, Say the Same Thing is a fantastic social interaction game where you pair up with your friends or random people to attempt to say the same thing.
Yeah, plug that.
And it's very addicting, and after 18 rounds, we finally, we finally figured out what we were talking about similarly. So, sugar tits and Say the Same Thing. Mid-early July-ish.
The same thing you said was sugar tits?
No, I said sugar tits.
Okay.
An attempt to say the same
thing. No. In an attempt to say the same thing, which ended with Jesus's girlfriend or wife, depending on how you look at it. So I just posted on Facebook so that people can see our awesome thoughts that technically started with sandals and snozzberries and ended with Jesus's girlfriend and or wife.
What do snozzberries taste like?
Snozzberries. Obviously.
Obviously.
Jake, come on.
I've never licked a window.
Or wallpaper. Though if you had, you would be perfect for that eccentric show.
Oh, damn.
But I guess you couldn't really do that because you had the scuba suit on. So
yeah, that's true.
I understand. I don't really have anything specific going on for July that I'm aware of. So I'll say check out Jake O'Connor's Public House in Excelsior, as well as Christo's Greek Restaurant in Minnetonka, as well as Minneapolis on Nicollet and St. Paul in the Depot for some great food. I work at the Minnetonka Christo's and the Excelsior Jake O'Connor's. Great food, great service. Go team. I don't know. And you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whalen, WHELAN. Yeah. That's what I got.
Yeah.
So thus concludes episode 91.
Woo! So Kelly, Jake, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
And for putting up the best fight so far on Movie Bluff.
I'll get you next time,
Dan.
That
was good. That was good. Good round.
Good round.
All right.
So
yeah, go ahead.
So we'll see everybody next week.
I was going to say farewell.
That's who.
So
yes. So goodbye.
Bye.
Wahoo!
Before you hit stop, I'm going to do the full. Yours and I'll say mine. Okay, so first I opened with sandals. Then it went to Super Troopers. Oh, sorry. We have to cuddle up on this one. So it started out with sandals.
Snozzberries.
And then Super Troopers.
Weed.
And then RV.
Meow.
And then Smugglers.
Pussymobile.
And then Rape.
Assassins.
And then Crime.
Serial Killers.
Murder.
Jail.
Criminal.
Death row.
Last meal.
Steak dinner.
Pretty close, I would say, but I felt it more expansive.
Yeah.
Execution.
Fasting.
Hunger strike.
Starvation.
Success.
Famine.
Evil.
Ireland.
Potato famine.
Scotland.
Braveheart.
Immigration.
Mel Gibson.
Battle.
Sugar tits.
Passion of the Christ.
Mary Magdalene.
What?
And Jesus' girlfriend and or wife.
I don't understand this game.
It's basically we threw together sandals and snozzberries at the same time, and then we tried to find a common bond between them. And from sandals and snozzberries, I went with snozzberries specifically and assumed Super Troopers. and Katie assumed weed. And then between Super Troopers and weed, I came up with RV, since the weed that was hidden in Super Troopers was stashed on an RV. But Katie went with the recurring meow joke. And so from there, we kept trying to find the common bond between the two on each of them to make it to Mary Magdalene and what? And so I liked how that one worked out really well to what is Mary Magdalene? Oh, it's Jesus' girlfriend and or wife.
That's beautiful.
I'm
sugar tits.
Sugar tits.
What? Exclamation point, question mark.
And to context it, there's a chat option available that goes per game. And after I submitted sugar tits, I put best answer ever. And then explained where the sugar tits came
from. What is this game called? I need to get
over
this.
Say the same thing.
Say the same thing? All right.
You'd really enjoy it.
Someone has to start playing against me.
That's by OK Go.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll play you.
Will you?
Yeah.
Nice. Let's do it.
Hold on.
I've just updated both of the games that I have with you, Katie.